Fay Trefowen tells about living life as a blind person. I began life in Cambridge in 1927. My brother Merv and I had an eye condition called congenital glaucoma. 3 years later, we moved to a small farm in Hunua, 50 miles south of Auckland City, a major move. Dad, Mum, four sisters, two brothers and myself, the cows, the horse and Mick the dog. I loved the farm life, being free to run and climb trees. I had enough sight to be able to see and pick the clean white mushrooms in the fresh green grass. This was about the time that I learnt to knit. Winter evenings we all sat round the fire, and my father sometimes read aloud while my mum, sisters and I all knitted. It took me quite a long time to learn, as I didn't really have enough sight, but eventually I did learn. I started school when I was 9. It had to be a boarding one because it was too far away to go as a day pupil to the only school for blind children in New Zealand at that time, the Blind Institute in Parnell, Auckland, where they taught Braille. I hated it, had great difficulty mastering Braille, and didn't like boarding. When I was 12, we moved to Manurewa, which meant I could now go to that school on the train, so no more boarding, which pleased me immensely. After leaving school, I faced the very difficult decision that I had to earn a living, but bought a knitting machine, and people from all over New Zealand sent me their wool to knit the bottom bands and buttonhole braids for their hand-knitted garments. At 23, I married Vic Trethown. To keep house, cook, and bottle fruit was no problem. My mother and family had taught me well. I just loved to do the things they did. Now it was time for my babies, which again was no problem. As my mother often had other babies to care for, I learned to change nappies, so when I came home with my own, it wasn't difficult. The Lord blessed me with a son and two daughters. I learned that I needed to find the Lord for myself. I learned to pray about problems and the circumstances which concerned me, and soon this became quite normal for me. At that time, my marriage broke up. I went out looking for work which I could do, and I was thrilled when I heard that Fisher and Paykel would like to interview me. I hadn't wanted to work in a factory, but that's what the Lord provided. They were wonderful to me, and I worked there for 9 months until I heard that Middlemore Hospital needed someone to work as a darkroom assistant developing x-rays. I worked there for about 10 years and wouldn't have left if they had allowed me to have a guide dog, but this they would not do. I wonder if many blind cooks have the problems which I seem to occasionally have. One time I couldn't find the dishcloth, but when I came to dish up the dinner, there was the dishcloth. Another time I was in a hurry and thought I had put sago in the tomato soup to thicken it up a bit, but found it was bird seed. And yes, I made my custard with bicarbonate of soda instead of custard powder. Funny now, but it's usually when we're in a hurry that these things happen. Mostly it all went well. When the children were teenagers, I left the church that I had been brought up in and looked around a bit before finding a fellowship which taught about the infilling of the Holy Spirit. That was a wonderful experience, and it opened my spiritual eyes, making me feel closer to the Lord. Later on, I joined the Christian Fellowship for the Disabled meeting and the centre, where I enjoyed the singing and being a pianist there. We had a group of three blindies called the Three Blind Mice. The keen Bible studies were great to be part of. I loved talking to people and, of course, did masses of knitting. About 20 years ago, I joined the Papatoetoe Christian Fellowship, very quickly becoming a pianist, at which I am still able to take my turn. They have always been so kind and supportive, saying, "Oh, we forget that you are blind." That's always a compliment when people say that. For the last 18 years, I've knitted baby clothes for the leprosy mission. These are sold around New Zealand with the money going to the mission. And there's a lovely photo here of Faye and the comment that her favourite scriptures are Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6, Jeremiah 29 verse 11, and Hebrews 13 verse 5.